Proclamation number 3935 of 13th of December, 1946. No separation from God, only diminished power and diminished light. All my creations are products of my love and thus can never ever be relinquished by me, for what has emerged from my strength of love is also inseparable from me and everlasting. Thus I must remain united with it for all eternity. But since the created by me is endowed with free will, it can determine the intimacy of the bond itself, i.e., it can turn away from me itself, although this does not signify a separation from me, only reduced strength and reduced light. I myself never ever reject my living creations. Yet if they distance themselves from me, if they own free will, they deprive themselves of strength and light by escaping my emanation of strength of love, by placing themselves outside the circle of love and thus being touched by my emanation of strength little or not at all. Nevertheless, they do not lose my love, for this applies to my living creations for all eternity. And my constant concern is to guide back the creations which have distanced themselves from me, because they are in an unhappy state insofar as they are without light and strength. My constant concern is for the beings which are now without realization and used their will wrongly, and my aim is to change this will so that it turns to me again, so that it desires light and strength and becomes active in order to come into possession of light and strength from me. And thus my constant activity in the universe and in the spiritual kingdom is a constant labor of love for the created spiritual beings so that they will become blissfully happy. Love is my whole nature, and therefore love also underlies everything my wisdom and my will brings to fruition through my strength. Love also underlies the great adversity on earth in the lost days before the end, for this, too, is only a means to win back the spiritual beings which have fallen away from me, which I do not want to abandon to eternal ruin, i.e., which I want to let sink into a state again for eternal times where they have to suffer unspeakably in their bound will. My love for my living creations is boundless, yet my living creations themselves don't recognize it. They don't know the depth of my love, otherwise they would give themselves to me unconditionally and achieve a high degree of beatitude within a short time. But thus they often resist me for an endlessly long time. They don't let themselves be drawn by my love but escape its warmth and therefore grow cold through their own fault. For their ignorance and lack of strength is the result of their resistance against me and their striving away from me. Yet as long as my creations are not united with me, I woo their love and do not relinquish it. Until even the last of my creatures has found its way back to me, until everything is in the circuit of my love and is no longer able to detach itself from me for all eternity. Amen.